In my storybook, I remember an adventurous tale about a famous half-elven paladin lady. I will try to remember it, as I was pretty drunk when I told it. Let me recall. Oh yes, the paladins. Chapter 1. In the Kingdom of Flora, more commonly known as the Kingdom of the Light, they were beginning to have problems with the forest surrounding the capital city. The capital city was called the Celestial Temple, since the entire city was the birthplace of their religion, which worshipped the sun goddess Phaedra. The Grand High Priestess, Veda, decided to address the issue. Inside the main temple, which was the largest structure in the city, was Veda's chamber. The room was elaborately decorated with many religious pictures and statues. One could smell the perfume candles burning in the room. Veda was sitting at a desk with parchments in neat stacks, along with several quills and ink bottles. Veda was a human wearing white silk robes outlined with golden thread. Veda rang a tiny bell that was on her desk. Moments later, the door opened and an acolyte entered the room. "Did you need something, Your Holiness?" the acolyte asked. Veda replied, "Yes. Which paladins are here in the city, not on any task for the temple currently?" "Christine Boards is available, Your Holiness." The highest priestess did not seem too happy about that response. Christine Boards was a half-elven paladin who was twice the age of Veda, which caused a lot of friction between the two. Christine was wise and tended to challenge Veda's decisions on some things occasionally. Veda said, "Very well, bring her to me." She gave the acolyte a sealed parchment. The acolyte exited the room. After about an hour, Veda heard a knock on her door. "Your Holiness, Paladin Bordes is here," her assistant said through the door. Veda said, "Enter." The twilight sun had cast long shadows across the polished marble floor of Veda's chamber. Incense smoke curled lazily from ornate burners, filling the air with a musky sweetness. Her chrome plate armor glinting in the dying light, Christine Bordes knelt before the Grand High Priestess. The tension between them crackled like static, and a familiar dance neither seemed eager to abandon. "The reports from the Northern Patrols are grim, Paladin Bordes." Veda's voice, smooth as polished obsidian, echoed through the chamber. "The once vibrant forest near the Celestial Temple withers, its life force draining away like water from a broken chalice." Christine's brow furrowed. "And you believe the cause to be unnatural?" Veda's lips stretched into a thin smile. "The patrols encountered several undead creatures within the blighted zone. Creatures that bear the unmistakable mark of necromancy." Christine's hand tightened on the hilt of Grotnil, the holy flame of her sword flickering a defiant orange against the encroaching darkness. "Zekwu," she breathed, a whisper laced with dread. Veda's smile widened, a touch too knowing. "Indeed, the whispers of the old necromancer's legacy echo in the north." Christine rose, her heart a drumbeat against her ribs. "And you believe I, the undead slayer, am best suited to investigate this reawakening?" The accusation hung heavy in the air. Veda's gaze held hers, unwavering. "Your skills are unmatched, Paladin, and Phaedra's light will guide your path." Christine scoffed. "Spare me the piety, High Priestess. We both know this is about more than just a blighted forest." Veda's smile faltered for a fleeting moment, then returned steely and unyielding. "Perhaps, but the safety of the kingdom rests upon your shoulders, Christine Bordes. Will you answer the call?" Christine stared at the High Priestess, the weight of the kingdom, and her doubts pressing down on her. She knew the dangers that lurked in the shadows, the whispers of Zek's dark magic, a chilling premonition. Yet, the thought of turning away, of leaving the fate of the forest and its creatures to the unknown, gnawed at her conscience. Christine met Vader's gaze with a sigh that echoed in the vast chamber. "I will go," she said, her voice firm despite the tremor in her heart. "But know this, High Priestess, I will not be your pawn in this game." Vader's smile returned, genuine this time, a flicker of respect glinting in her eyes. "As you wish, Paladin. May Vader's light illuminate your path." The following morning, Christine stood at the edge of the Celestial Temple, her loyal unicorn companion, Shimmermoon, nuzzling her hand. The once vibrant forest stretched before them, now shrouded in an unnatural stillness. The air hung heavy, thick with the scent of decay and something darker, something ancient. Shimmermoon whined softly, her elvish voice weaving a tapestry of concern and apprehension. "This place, it is not right," she warned. "The shadows whisper of dark magic, a power long dormant but stirring once more." Christine stroked Shimmermoon's mane, the touch grounding her. "I know, friend," she whispered, "but we must go, for the forest, for the kingdom, and ourselves." With a determined glint in her eyes, Christine mounted Shimmermoon. Together, they rode into the heart of the dying forest, the whispers of Zeku, and the weight of unknown dangers echoing in their wake. The heart of the dying forest, the whispers of Zeku, and the weight of unknown dangers echoing in their wake. Chapter 2. The sun dipped below the horizon, casting long, skeletal shadows through the dying trees. Christine and Shimmermoon pressed deeper into the blighted forest, the silence broken only by the rustle of dead leaves beneath their hooves. The air grew colder, heavier, and thicker, with the cloying scent of decay and something malicious. Christine's hand tightened on Grokneel's hilt, its holy flame casting an orange glow that barely pierced the encroaching darkness. Shimmermoon whinnied nervously, her elvish voice a tense whisper in Christine's mind. "The darkness grows stronger here, friend. Be wary." Christine nodded, her vigilance unwavering. The whispers of Zekwu grew louder in her mind, fragments of dark magic and forgotten rituals. They spoke of a hidden power, an evil force waiting to be unleashed. Suddenly, the ground beneath them lurched. Christine gasped as gnarled roots erupted from the forest floor, twisting and reaching like skeletal fingers. Shimmermoon reared, whinnying in alarm, but Christine held her ground, Grokneel blazing with renewed enthusiasm. With a burst of holy light, Christine severed the grasping roots. They writhed and recoiled, their touch leaving a sickly green ichor on her armor. The air crackled with dark energy, and from the shadows emerged twisted figures, skeletal warriors animated by necromantic magic. Christine gritted her teeth, adrenaline coursing through her veins. Grokneel hummed with righteous fury as she charged into the fray. Her blade danced a whirlwind of holy fire, quickly cleaving through the undead warriors. Shimmermoon, her fear replaced by fierce determination, unleashed a torrent of moonlight magic, banishing the shadows and weakening the creatures. The battle raged, the forest floor echoing with the clash of steel and the mournful shrieks of the undead. Christine fought with the skill and strength honed by years of experience, but the sheer number of her adversaries was daunting. Just as she felt fatigue creeping in, a deafening roar shattered the air. A hulking figure emerged from the trees, its decaying flesh stitched together with dark magic, its eyes burning with malevolent fire. It was a monstrosity, a testament to Zekyu's dark power, and it towered over Christine, its fetid breath washing over her. Shimmermoon let out a desperate whinny, urging Christine to retreat, but Christine stood her ground, her gaze locked on the creature. Fear tugged at her, but a burning resolve quickly overshadowed it. She would not let this darkness consume the forest, not on her watch. With a roar that echoed through the blighted woods, Christine lunged forward, Grokneel singing its holy song. The clash was titanic, the force of it sending tremors through the ground. Christine fought with the fury of a cornered beast, her blade flashing, her faith, her shield. The battle raged, a desperate dance between light and shadow. Christine pushed her limits, her muscles screaming in protest. But just as she felt her strength waning, a memory flickered in her mind. A young girl kneeling before the altar, swearing an oath to protect the innocent, to fight for the light. Drawing on that memory, Christine unleashed a final, desperate blow. Grokneel erupted in a blinding light, searing through the creature's darkness. The monstrosity howled in pain, its form dissolving into wisps of dark smoke. Silence descended, heavy and oppressive. Christine stood panting, her armor scorched, her body aching. But she had won. The forest, for now, was safe. As the smoke cleared, Christine saw a hidden path behind where the creature stood. Shimmermoon nudged her forward, her elvish voice filled with urgency. "This path leads deeper, friend. But beware, the magic here is stronger, darker." Christine took a deep breath, the weight of the unknown pressing down on her. But she had come this far and wouldn't turn back now. With a determined nod, she mounted Shimmermoon and ventured deeper into the blighted forest, the whispers of Zekyu guiding her toward a truth she may not be ready to face. Chapter 3. The air hung heavy with the metallic tang of blood and the stench of decay as Christine surveyed the carnage. The once vibrant clearing was now a battlefield littered with the broken bodies of the necromancer's wolf pack. Grokneel, her holy blade, pulsed with faint embers, a testament to the fierce struggle. Beside her, Shimmermoon whined softly, her silver coat stained with crimson. A deep gash marred her flank, and her eyes held a dull ache. Christine felt a pang of grief for her fallen companion, the faithful mule who had carried them through countless journeys. Ignoring the exhaustion clawed at her limbs, Christine knelt beside the unicorn, channeling her meager healing magic into Shimmermoon's wound. The light flowed from her fingertips, slowly mending the tear in the creature's flesh. As the warmth returned to Shimmermoon's eyes, Christine allowed herself a moment of relief. The setting sun cast long shadows across the clearing, painting the dying trees in hues of crimson and gold. Christine knew they couldn't tarry. The necromancer's crypt loomed before them, a jagged silhouette against the darkening sky. Fear gnawed at her, but the memory of her sworn oath and the responsibility she bore fueled her resolve. With a final glance at the fallen mule, she mounted Shimmermoon, the unicorn's gait faltering slightly. Together, they approached the crypt, its entrance guarded by two massive stone doors adorned with macabre carvings. As they neared, the air pulsed with an oppressive silence, broken only by the rasping of decaying leaves under their hooves. Suddenly, the air shimmered, and two spectral wolves materialized before the crypt doors. Their eyes burned with malevolent embers, and their forms crackled with unholy energy. A growl ripped through the silence, chilling Christine to the bone. She readied Grokneel, the holy flame flaring back to life. Shimmer Moon, she whispered, her voice hoarse. Stay close. The unicorn nudged her side, whinnying a silent promise. Together, they charged. The spectral wolves lunged, their ghostly forms phasing through physical barriers. Christine parried their attacks, Grokneel's light momentarily disrupting their incorporeal forms. The battle raged, a whirlwind of claws, fangs, and holy fire. Christine danced on the brink of exhaustion, her body screaming in protest. But the memory of her fallen mule, the knowledge that the forest's fate rested on her shoulders, spurred her on. Just as she felt her strength waning, Shimmer Moon unleashed a torrent of moonlight magic, blinding the wolves with its radiant glow. Christine seized the opportunity, her blade finding its mark. Grokneel cleaved through the spectral forms, banishing them with a burst of white light. Silence returned, heavier and more profound than before. Christine leaned against the stone door, her chest heaving, tears tracing paths through the grime on her face. They had won, but the victory tasted bitter. Fatigue threatened to overwhelm her, but she knew there was no time for rest. She pushed open the crypt doors with a shaking hand, revealing a darkness that seemed to devour the light itself. Taking a deep breath, Christine stepped into the unknown, Shimmer Moon at her side. The echoing silence pressed against them, pregnant with secrets and dangers. The necromancer's crypt awaited, its secrets hidden within its cold, stone embrace. Chapter 4. Shimmer Moon whinnied, her elvish voice laced with concern. Wait, friend, she pleaded, nudging Christine with her head. You are hurt, too weak to face the darkness within. Christine gripped Grokneel tighter, its holy flame burning brighter than ever in the oppressive crypt air. I know, Shimmer Moon, she rasped, exhaustion gnawing at her. But we are so close, we can't turn back now. The unicorn nuzzled her hand again, her large eyes reflecting the flickering flame. Rest, friend. Gather your strength. The crypt will still be here in the morning. You cannot fight a shadow when your light flickers. Christine hesitated. The logic of Shimmer Moon's words was undeniable. The fight with the spectral wolves had taken its toll, leaving her muscles aching and her mind clouded. Reluctantly, she lowered her sword, the flame dimming as she sheathed it. The following morning, as the first rays of sunlight filtered through the crypt entrance, Christine steeled herself. Leaving Shimmer Moon behind, she ventured deeper into the darkness, Grokneel humming a steady song of light in her hand. The deeper she went, the stronger the evil presence became. The air crackled with evil energy, and the walls seemed to sweat with sickly moisture. Christine's heart pounded, but she pressed on, her fear fueled by a burning need to understand the source of the blight. She navigated through dusty chambers and echoing corridors, each step heavier than the last. She encountered a swarm of skeletal rats in one room, their empty eye sockets glowing with an unnatural red light. Grokneel blazed to life, its holy fire sending the creatures scurrying back into the shadows. Finally, she reached a grand chamber, its walls lined with countless bookshelves laden with ancient tomes. The acrid tang of dust and decay hung heavy in the air as Christine pushed open the creaking door of the grand chamber. The room yawned before her, a cavernous space bathed in the dim glow of moonlight, filtering through cracks in the ceiling. Cobwebs draped the high-arched windows like ghostly curtains, their edges shimmering with trapped moonlight dust motes. The air seemed to hum with an unsettling energy, a low vibration prickling on Christine's skin. The silence was thick, broken only by the rhythmic water drip from somewhere in the shadowed depths. Her boots crunched on a thick carpet of dust and brittle parchment, the sound echoing eerily in the vast emptiness. Bookshelves, reaching from floor to vaulted ceiling, lined the walls, their spines bearing faded inscriptions in familiar and alien languages. The scent of aged paper and forgotten spells filled Christine's nose, a heady mix that sent shivers down her spine. In the centre of the chamber, a polished obsidian mirror stood sentinel, its surface reflecting a distorted image of the room, the moonlight warping the scene into an unsettling tableau. Christine drew closer, her gaze drawn to her reflection. But the face staring back wasn't hers. It was a chilling parody, a twisted reflection with eyes that burned with an unnatural cold fire. A cruel smile stretched across its lips, and a spectral blade pulsed with dark energy in its hand, mirroring Grokneel's holy flame. Christine gasped, her hand instinctively flying to the hilt of her sword. The doppelganger lunged, its spectral blade blurring through the air. Christine barely managed to parry the blow, Grokneel singing a surprised whine as the dark energy clashed with its holy light. The battle commenced, a whirlwind of steel and spectral energy. Christine fought with the desperation of a cornered animal, her movements fueled by adrenaline and fear. She danced around the doppelganger's blows, her blade flashing. But the mirror-born entity was swift and relentless. Its spectral blade slashed at her, leaving a burning trail across her arm. Her cry of pain echoed through the chamber, the sound swallowed by the thick silence. She stumbled back, clutching the wound, her vision momentarily flickering. The doppelganger seized the opportunity, its blade aimed at her heart. Christine threw herself to the side, the dark energy searing past her cheek, leaving a smoking mark on her armor. She scrambled to her feet, her chest heaving, her body screaming in protest. With renewed fury, Christine charged. Grokneel hummed with righteous anger, its light brighter than ever. She parried a blow, then countered with a vicious strike. The spectral blade met hers in a shower of sparks, the clash echoing like thunder in the silent chamber. But the doppelganger was a master of shadows. It twisted away from her attack, its blade finding an opening in her armor. A searing pain erupted in her side as the dark energy tore through flesh and muscle. Christine cried out, her knees buckling. She fell to the ground, Grokneel clattering beside her. The world swam before her eyes, the room tilting at a difficult angle. The doppelganger loomed over her, its face twisted in a cruel mockery. Despair threatened to consume her, but then she got up but staggered and crashed into the magic mirror, making pieces explode all over the area. The shattered remnants of the mirror lay scattered on the floor, its dark magic stilled. With a surge of defiant energy, Christine reached out, her fingers brushing against a shard. The pain in her side was a supernova, but she ignored it, channeling her remaining strength. She ripped the shard from the ground, its edges sparking with residual darkness. With a desperate cry, she plunged it into the doppelganger's chest. The spectral entity howled in agony, its form dissolving into wisps of smoke before dissipating entirely. Silence descended, heavy and oppressive. Christine lay crumpled on the floor, her breath shallow, her vision fading. Her hand, slick with blood, clutched the shard, the last ember of defiance against the encroaching darkness. The world dissolved into nothingness. Her pain vanished in the chamber, the fight replaced by an abyss of swirling darkness. As she drifted towards oblivion, a single thought echoed in her fading mind. I won. Shimmermoon found Christine unconscious, her breathing shallow outside the crypt. The paladin had managed to crawl to the exit of the crypt. She was grievously wounded. Fear gnawed at Shimmermoon, but she knew she had to act fast. Christine managed to get on Shimmermoon's back with the help of unicorn levitation magic. Then, with a heart full of hope and desperation, she galloped towards the city, praying they could reach help in time. Christine lay slumped on the back of the unicorn as it galloped to its destination with the speed of the wind. Chapter 5. Shimmermoon thundered through the city gates, hooves pounding against the cobblestone streets. Her arrival was met with a chorus of alarmed shouts as guards rushed to intercept her. But one glance at the unicorn, her coat stained crimson and eyes wide with desperation, stilled their movements. "Christine!" someone cried, recognizing the riderless silver form. Panic flared, bells clanging in a frantic alarm that echoed through the city. Shimmermoon, guided by instinct and the faint tendrils of hope, raced towards the palace infirmary, her powerful hooves leaving a trail of dust in her wake. Inside the infirmary, a grim scene unfolded. Christine lay on a cold metal table, her once vibrant armor now soaked in a macabre crimson. The air hung heavy with the metallic tang of blood and the hushed whispers of the medical staff. Vader, informed of the unicorn's arrival, rushed into the room, her heart pounding against her ribs. Her breath hitched at the sight of Christine, the stark reality of her decision crashing down on her like a tidal wave. "What happened?" she demanded, her voice hoarse with a mixture of grief and fear. A young healer, his face pale and drawn, shook his head. "She's gone, High Priestess. We did everything we could, but..." His voice trailed off, unable to complete the grim sentence. Vader stared at Christine, her eyes tracing the warrior's still form. "Did she say anything?" The healer hesitated, then nodded. "The evil, destroyed, kingdom, safe," he repeated, his voice barely a whisper. Vader felt a sob rise in her throat, but she swallowed it down. Grief threatened to consume her, but she knew she had to be strong. Christine wouldn't have wanted her to crumble. Days turned into weeks, and the city mourned. A grand funeral was held for Christine, a spectacle that reflected her heroism and sacrifice. Hundreds thronged the streets, their faces etched with sorrow and gratitude. Shimmermoon, draped in black cloth, walked alongside a riderless horse, symbolizing the hero lost. The eulogy spoke of Christine's courage, unwavering loyalty, and willingness to face darkness alone. Tears flowed freely as the city bid farewell to their fallen protector. In the city's heart, a gold statue was erected, depicting Christine riding Shimmermoon, her sword raised high, a shield emblazoned with the kingdom's emblem on her arm. Beneath it, an inscription read, "Saint Christine, Defender of the Light, forever etched in our hearts." Vader stood before the statue, her gaze fixed on Christine's likeness. Guilt gnawed at her, but it was mixed with a grudging respect. The paladin, once her rival, had proven her wrong, laying down her life for the very kingdom they both served. As the sun dipped below the horizon, casting long shadows across the city, Vader whispered a silent prayer. "May your light forever guide us, Christine. May your sacrifice never be forgotten." The kingdom mourned, but they also celebrated. Christine's legacy lived on a beacon of courage and selflessness that would inspire future generations. And in the heart of the forest, where the blight had withered and died, a single white rose bloomed, a silent testament to the hero who had brought back the light. Her song plays out for the rest of the time.
Christine, paladin, heart of bold and mad. shield, flaming sword, her guiding light. Through blighted lands and shadows deep she rode, defending hope where darkness flowed. With courage fierce and speed, banished fear and chased the night. For kingdom's sake she took her stand, a hero's heart, a loyal heart. Undead hordes and necromancers fell before her. The shadows dispelled, with every deed she earned renown. A beacon of hope, a warrior's crown. With courage fierce and spirit bright, fear and chase the night. For kingdom's sake she took her stand, a hero's heart, a loyal. The deepest shadows called her name to face the source, the burning flame. She ventured brave and bold to fight the darkness uncontrolled. With courage fierce,